We've heard a word of the promise of rain. We've looked several times, but we didn't see a thing. It's been too long since we've had a drink, but we believe that soon we will see. It's the cloud of your glory, it's an outpouring. Our hearts are open, wide, we're ready for rain. In desperation, no other options. Our hearts are open, wide, we're ready
will reign. There's a moment. There's a moment in. We're ready for rain. I want to share this with you. Because I believe that God is about to do something for the kingdom that requires us to increase our faith. There's a moment in 1 Kings, the 18th chapter, and we hear this scripture often where Elijah has prophesied that rain is coming. And so he sends a servant to go look 7 times. And then on the 7th time, the Bible says that the servant sees a cloud in the sky the size of a man's hand. And sometimes we can skip over that. Can you imagine seeing something the size of a man's hand in a big, big sky? That alone is a miracle. But I went back and I was reading it. And in the 17th chapter, something stood out to me. That the same Elijah that was prophesying rain in chapter 18 was the Elijah that spoke the drought in chapter 17. And the Lord spoke to me, some of us have to be honest, that the season of drought that we're in, some of us spoke it on ourselves. The season of doubt that we're in, some of us spoke it ourselves by saying, God, I'm not able, I'm not capable, I don't have the education, I don't have the experience, you can use somebody else. But the Lord told me to speak to his people and let them know that the same tongue that spoke a drought is the same tongue that is anointed to declare rain. And I need somebody in this room to change your season. Your season is no longer a season of drought, but I declare that my season is a season of rain. No more depression, no more anxiety, no more fear.
In desperation,
there's no other option.
No other.